quote number two. Hoya Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema used to say, Adam Arishon Mesiv began Eden Hoya. Adam Arishon resided comfortably in Gan Eden. Where do we have the word Mesiv in Jewish literature? On Pesach, we do Heseba, correct. Anu Misubim in Manishtana. We lean. Who leans? Why do we lean? Free people, noble people, everyone serves us. We're God's chosen people, we're doing great, royalty, we just bashed those Egyptians with 10 plagues and we're going free. Adam Arishon is comfortable. And the angels are roasting meat for him, whatever the story with the meat is, the Gemara describes. But they were preparing his meals, umesananin lo yayin, they were preparing wine for him. Hitzitz bo nachosh, the snake took a look at what was going on. V'ra'a b'chvodo, saw his honor, v'niskana bo, and he got jealous. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's perspective of where the snake comes to start communicating with Chava and teasing her that she should eat what she's not supposed to eat. What do you see from quote number two? Is this a holding place for the souls? He's eating, he's drinking. It's a physical place. It's hadas, lofty as you want. And you have great people that we describe as angels. They'll give you the shirt off their back. I mean, we have some, we can get into tune with a human being that is lofty. That doesn't make him a soul without a body. On the contrary, that would contradict his greatness. His greatness is he has a body, but he has a soul, and the soul has done its job. He's a great person. That's Adam in Gan Eden. One final quote on the topic, number three. Ashkechei Rabba Bar Avua le'Eliyahu. Rabba Bar Avua encountered Eliyahu, Anovi, Elijah the prophet. Omar Lehi said to him, Dechika li milsa, I am financially stressed. Not easy for me. So Eliyahu heard his problem. Davrei va'aile le'Gan Eden. He guided him, and he brought him up to Gan Eden. Omalei, he said to Rabbi Bar Avua, Peshot gilimech, take off your cloak. Sofishko meyani tarfi, and take some of these leaves. It's a nice garden, beautiful place. Take some leaves. Sofa shokal, he grabbed some leaves. Ki avanofik, as he starts walking out with his cloak, Shoma de ka omar, he heard a voice saying, Man ka ochil la almei ki Rabbi Bar Avua. Who is eating his world to come like Rabbi Bar Avua? In other words, whatever you take from these beautiful leaves, you are tampering with your reward in the world to come. We have this concept that this Gan Eden, the physical Gan Eden, is somehow connected. It's a physical manifestation of spiritual concepts. So by taking, you're taking. You're tampering. Nofatz Shadinu. Changed his mind. He dumped the leaves. He's not interested in taking. Afilu achi, nevertheless, Asye ligalime, he did take his cloak back. Sochat galima recha, and his cloak was saturated with the smell. Zavne Vitresa Alfe Dinri was able to sell it for 12,000 dinarim, a significant coin. Palginu lechasen vose, and he distributed to his sons-in-law. The commentaries say he didn't want to benefit personally, but what ended up coming his way did produce money, and he did keep it in the family. He granted it to family members. My question again, does this sound like the holding place of the souls? it sounds like pretty miraculous or supernatural or whatever, but Eliyahu was able to find Gan Eden for him, showed him Gan Eden, and here, try it. He didn't want it when he heard the voice, but he still benefited from its scent. Very significant. Now, we do have the concept of Gan Eden, a holding place of the souls. We'll have to see why the term for Gan Eden is used in that sense. But Rabbi Yanai, for example, told his children, to Gemara in Shabbos, Al takbireini, don't bury me in levonim, in white, prestigious garments, and don't bury me in shechorim, in dark mourning-like garments. He said, because I'm worried that if you bury me in white and I end up not coming out well in the judgment, then they put me with the bad people, I'm going to stand out. He says, like a chosan b'nei ha'avelim. I'm going to be like the groom among the mourners. Doesn't look good. I'm going to stand out. And if you bury me dark, maybe I'll be zoche, I'll become meritorious in the judgment, and they're going to put me among the good people, and I'll be in dark clothing, like I'm mourning among the rejoicers. So he describes what type of garments he wants to be buried in. That's, by the way, our tradition, that the way a person is buried, that's the way they present themselves in heaven. The soul is clothed. It has an impression. And that's why the Chevra Kadisha is very careful. Whole discussions of how their scheduling is done to try whatever they can do to make sure that the person is buried as properly as possible. There's a whole argument if the Taira was already done and then something happened, to redo it, to redress the person, to cover whatever, how to stop the bleeding, how to, all kinds of things that are considerations, because the way a person is buried, that's the way they're presented. He's describing his soul after death with an imagery, but that's his soul after death. That's in the holding place for souls. We also have another statement, the end of the Gemara in Tainis. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Mechol LaTzadikim. Hashem, in the end of time, whenever it is, will make a circle of righteous people. V'hu Yoshev Beinehem Began Eden. And Hashem will sit in the middle in Gan Eden, and all of the Tzadikim will point and say, Ze Hashem kivinu lo. This is God that we hoped. Nagila v'nismucha b'shua. So now that the salvation has come, let us rejoice. We have the concept of Gan Eden, description, tzaddikim, surrounding Hashem. Just as an aside, just because it's a beautiful concept, why are the tzaddikim in a circle around Hashem? Because the message is they're all equidistant. Tzaddikim, during their lifetime, each one excels in a certain area. And one would say, oh, he's a tzaddik of scholarship. He's a tzaddik of teaching. He's a tzaddik of chesed. He's a tzaddik of tzedakah. Different type of tzaddikim. But they're all equidistant. They all, in their own way, were hoping to Hashem, pointed to him, and now, osid, in the future, Hashem will set the stage so that each one can feel that connection exactly as they live their lives.